Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. RJ Bell in a second. Blazing 5 in a second, too. But first, there are things in sports that are smart moves and things that are not so smart moves. Like calling a timeout to set up a final touchdown. Brilliant. Calling a timeout with none left. Not so brilliant. Same when you're hiring people. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. That's not smart. But posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidates for you, I think that's smart. They have powerful matching technology. They scan thousands of resumes, and then they identify the people with the right education, skills, and experience, and they actively invite them to apply. It's rated number one by employers in the country based on a Trustpilot ratings of hiring sites. So right now, my listeners, you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/blaze, B-L-A-Z-E, like blazing five. ZipRecruiter.com/blaze. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. With that, here's my blazing five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins' blazing five. Panthers and Eagles.
Listen, this is all about the number. I don't bet teams, I bet numbers. The number's too rich here. Carolina's getting 4.5. They have a real running game. Now, with Cam Newton, they've always had a real running game. Yards per game, yards per rush. Vegas loved that number. They're top six with both. But Cam's also got four straight games with 2+ touchdown passes. Do you know that's the first time it's ever happened, the longest streak of his career? Norv, Turner, and Cam are working together, plus a dynamic running game, and the Eagles' defense on the back end is suspect. I'm not sure who wins, but the number's too big. How about this? Carolina upset 27-26.
Bills at Colts.
This could be the bet of the year. Indianapolis is 1-5, and you think they're terrible. They're -7.5. I think it's going to be a rout. The Colts have the best pass rush in the NFL that nobody talks about. They have 19 sacks. That's third in the NFL. You wouldn't have guessed that. And they're starting Derek Anderson at quarterback. He's 35. They just signed him 8 days ago. And he's not great. And he's been in camp 8 days, and Andrew Luck's tearing it up, and they're at home. And the Colts have been in all the games they've lost. Right now, the Bills' offense this season, you name a stat, they're last. Points, yards, third down, it doesn't matter. They're last in everything. And I like Sean McDermott and their staff, but it's a tweener year. They drafted a rookie. He's over his head. He got hurt, Derek Anderson. 35 years old, just came out, and Andrew Luck is going to rifle through this thing. The Colts can score, and their pass rush against an immobile Derek Anderson, 33-10. Colts go on to win.
Saints and Ravens.
Like it. I love it. I'll take the Ravens at home -2.5. Ravens been on the road a while. They come home. Baltimore's always good at home. By the way, number one defense in the league is not the Bears. It's the Ravens. But you say, Colin, the number one offense is the Saints. Yeah, it is, but it doesn't travel as well on the road. And Baltimore's offense is sneaky good. First of all, on defense, they're number one in everything. Points, yards, sacks, yards allowed, they're number one in everything, and it's even better at home. And the Ravens have a sneaky good offense. Third down this year, their third down offense is almost 50%. They can run the ball, they can throw it deep. Those two tight end rookies can play. I like Baltimore to win this game. Don't be a sucker on this. Don't fall in love with Drew Brees. They don't travel as well. Baltimore's coming home. Ravens win it 28-24.
Cowboys at Redskins.
Dallas is the tale of two teams. Cowboys are at home. They demolish the Jags. Cowboys on the road. They get demolished. Washington only has to give up 1.5 points. I really like Washington here. I mean, look at the numbers. Cowboys at home are 3-0. Cowboys away are 0-3. Cowboys at home average 29. Cowboys on the road average 12. Turnover differential, great at home, a mess on the road. By the way, the Redskins, don't give the ball up. Second fewest giveaways in the NFL. They're good at home. They have a veteran quarterback. I told you, the next 6 weeks, Washington, look at their schedule. They'll be favored in all their home games. They're favored here. Everybody's paying attention to Dallas. Washington wins this by over a touchdown, 28-20.
Giants at Falcons.
I love this. Okay, everybody's... The Giants can't play. They're terrible. Giants are terrible. Yeah. Giants getting 5.5 points against an Atlanta team that's pathetic defensively. By the way,
The Giants only lost to Carolina because a guy booted a 60-something yard field goal, and they had the Houston Texans beat. The Giants are all over the map, but they've proven they can go up against good teams. Houston's got a fearsome pass rush, and Carolina can play, and they gave both of them trouble. By the way, the Falcons are last in everything defensively. It's not the coach. They lost three starters, and they're all banged up again this weekend. And by the way, running backs who can catch, they've given up Atlanta the most running back receptions in the NFL, and Saquon Barkley leads all running backs with 40 catches this year. New York, New York. So nice we say it twice. The Giants take the 5.5. They beat them outright, 24-23.
All right, and with that, we bring in R.J. Bell, the founder of pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press, and R.J. now is hosting on a weekday basis, 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern, Fox Sports Radio, the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting. Are you ready to roll?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Panthers plus 4.5 at the Eagles. First of all, I feel like Carolina feels desperate. And I thought Cam Newton played mostly well last week. They're getting healthier. And this is a spot where I think Philly may win. But 4.5 seems very rich to me. And I'm going to take the Panthers plus 4.5. What do the wise guys think?
That is a reasonable handicap, but you got a disagreement on this game. And I think it's all about Philadelphia's health. We're looking at the season, and we're considering the games without Wentz. And the reality is, though, the Super Bowl Nick Foles played was amazing. Let's give him credit.
Yeah.
He's not Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz wasn't Carson Wentz early in this comeback, meaning he wasn't as mobile, he wasn't as confident, but each game you can see Wentz getting better and better. Also, when you have a home favorite that gets above a field goal like Philadelphia, oftentimes the value of the underdog is on the favorite not being totally focused. But the Eagles need this game too. I mean, you look at their record, they can't take a loss here either. One last thing. I think Carolina has an underappreciated home away split, meaning they are so much better, the Panthers at home. They are yielding 27 points per game on the road. So their defense is giving up 27 a game on the road, only 20 at home. To me, that makes a difference. And lastly, the health of the rest of the Eagles has improved. Eagles are picked, disagree with the Panthers.
I don't do this very often, but a 1-5 Colts team's -7.5 at home against Buffalo. And I'm gonna lay it here. I'm going to take the Colts -7.5. I still believe in their division, they think they can be a playoff team. They've been beat up physically, but if you go back to that Jets game last week, very much in that game. So I don't think they're a good team, but I think with Derek Anderson starting, Buffalo is going to be an utter disaster. In fact, I think Indy wins going away. I'm gonna lay the points here. It's a lot, but I actually think it could be an ugly blowout win for the Colts at home. What do the wise guys think?
Well, you know what else doesn't happen? This is the first time ever a 1-5 team in the NFL is favored by more than a touchdown versus a team with two or more wins. So
wow.
It's the team with only one win favored by over a TD. That said, surprising agreement on this game.
Wow.
Here's the concept, Colin. What do you think the line would be if you were quarterbacking the Bills? Right? Would it be 30? Would it be 40? You know,
right.
That's kind of the point. Derek Anderson, though, in his day was a fine quarterback. He had four passes last year he attempted. So it's not even like, oh, he retired, now he's back. And plus, he's been with the Bills for what, a week, 8 days? So how much of this offense could he understand? So this is such a desperation move. It trumps everything else. It trumps everything else. And by the way, we had Josh Allen as the worst starter in football. Peterman was 1.5 points worse than him. And we think Anderson is even worse than him. This is one of the worst starting quarterbacks, Anderson in this case, we've seen in memory. By the way, last thing, we talked about motivation with the Eagles. The Colts are 1-5. Even though they're laying over a touchdown, you know they're going to be motivated. Agreement on the Colts.
All right, best game of the day, Saints at the Ravens. I'm going to take the Ravens -2.5. In fact, this seems obvious to me. First of all, the Ravens have been on the road for a while, so they come home. They are really good at home, and I think their offense is sneaky good in the red zone. It's not Kansas City fun, but I think Baltimore is the best defensive team easily in the league. Little homecoming, okay? And they're pretty damn effective in the red zone when they get opportunities. I feel incredibly comfortable betting against Breeze here. I'll take the Ravens -2.5. What do the wise guys think?
Biggest agreement of
wow.
the week here.
Yeah, you know what? I want to hear this because this was the first game I looked at and went, oh, that's an easy one.
And I'll be honest with you, and I say this sincerely, it's a sign of you understanding how wise guys think. All right, typical home field in the NFL is 3. Ravens actually have a sneaky good home field advantage.
Yes.
Maybe the 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th best in the NFL. Saints are one of the teams that rely on their home field more than any other team. So you've got that dichotomy advantage Baltimore. Number 2, what is typical home field advantage? 3, we're at 2.5. You might say, RJ, that's only 0.5 point. Consider this. If a spread is around 3, the favorite wins by exactly 3 almost 10% of the time. In that case here, you win instead of push if we were laying 3. Another important thing. Lastly, I don't think people appreciate how good this Ravens defense is. They've played 6 games this year. So in the second half of those games, there's been 12 quarters, right? 6 times 2. They've given up the Ravens 15 points in 12 quarters. I mean, this is in 2018, that is stunning. There may be weather in this game. And last thing, Fezzik, who you know, and he's been on your show in this pod, we've been picking in the Super Contest Gold. That's $5,000 entry, winner take all, $650K the winner gets, right? He is 6-0 on the picks that he contributes. And by the way, Colin, we're 2 games out of first to win $650,000. I might miss that Friday if we win, by the way. But that said, his best bet of the week, he's going for 7-0, is the Ravens.
All right, Cowboys at the Redskins. This is real simple. Average quarterbacks can fool you by playing good at home. But average quarterbacks, the Andy Daltons, don't play good in big games or often road games. And so Dak Prescott, to me, is an average quarterback. Redskins only have to give up -1.5. They already beat Carolina. They already beat Green Bay. Again, I'll take the Redskins -1.5 against the Dallas team that hasn't proven to me they can go on the road against a decent team and win. What do the wise guys think?
Let me ask you a quick question because I listen avidly to your show.
Yeah.
And I can tell you didn't like Dak initially, you know, way back when. And then you had to come around.
Yes.
Would it seem absurd? But you don't want to seem gleeful, but you really like that it looks like it's doubling back to your initial thoughts.
Yeah, which is, I thought
true,
it was.
True or false?
Yes, yes. No, I'll be honest with you. I don't always root for being right, but my instincts were he's a better thrower than Tebow, but there's a lot of Tebow here. He's got to run to win in this league.
No, I hear you, and I'm going to give you slight agreement on this Redskins. First, I'm going to tell you why I agree and then my concerns. First off, at what point do we give Dallas credit for dominating Jacksonville? I get it. It might be Jacksonville's got a problem we don't see, but Cowboys are an emotional team. You talk about Tomlin and the Steelers. I think that momentum helps this team, one. Number two, the line. We talked about home field is 3. Are we really saying Dallas is clearly the better team? So to me, in that case, the idea that it's only a 1 or 1.5 point spread, it's all about the value. So, you know, to me that, and then lastly, when it comes to the pro Cowboys stuff, well, I'm sorry, check that pro Washington stuff. Dallas just doesn't play well on the road this year.
They don't.
Actually, no. 17 points better at home this season. Here's my 2 concerns real quick. That makes me, give you a slight one. Cowboys have won 4 straight against Washington. And what does Dallas need to do? You just made the point. Against Washington, those 4 games, they've had over 600 yards rushing. All right, so unless Washington fixes that, that's a problem.
Although, also, by the way, let me just say this. Dallas's front seven defensively, it's good. This is not – if this was 2.5 points, I'm not sure I'd lay it. I think it's a low-scoring game. I just like 20-17 Washington. But Dallas's defense is good up front.
Oh, hey, the third least points allowed in the NFL this year, the Dallas Cowboys. And you're right, the total in this game, 41.5, which is very low for the NFL. So I'm going to give you a slight agreement on the Skins. I won't be betting this game.
All right, two more picks, but let me say this. Guys, if you travel for work and you're looking for, you know, the small comforts to make your trip better, and I want you to check out the Perth Performance Pullover. I've got one from Peter Millar. It'll be your new favorite travel partner. Here's why. Feels great, looks great. Super convenient. Barely takes up more space in your bag than a water bottle. So if you get cold in the plane, a little cold, throw it on to help out the chill. And even after sitting in it for hours, it looks crisp and fresh and not wrinkled. I love Peter Millar's style. Do yourself a favor and get the Perth today. It's business casual. You'll definitely thank me. Go to petermillar.com/herd. And be sure to use my link and you'll receive complimentary shipping and a free hat. Okay, so use my link. That's Peter Millar, MILLAR.com/herd. PeterMillar.com/herd. I'm wearing their slacks. Now, it's a little too cold. I live by the beach to wear their shorts. We're getting into October, but I wore their slacks yesterday, and I wore the pullover all the time, Peter Millar. All right, let's go to my final Blazing 5 pick. So I have 3-1 agreement, so I'm good with agreement. Again, the Giants have looked terrible, but let's not go crazy here. They didn't move the ball against the Texans. They moved the ball against Carolina. It took a 60-yard field goal to beat them. I'm getting 5.5 with the Giants as they're getting beat up by the press at Atlanta. Atlanta is a disaster right now defensively. Again, maybe Atlanta wins at home, but I think the Giants have shown when the matchup works up front, they move the ball in the Texans. They move the ball in Carolina. I'll take the Giants plus the points, 5.5. What do the wise guys say?
Agreement. This is a classic pros on the Giants, Joes on the Falcons. The Joes are looking, saying, man, home field's 3. It's just barely above that. Give me the Falcons. And a lot of the Joes don't want to bet Eli. I mean, some are saying worst quarterback in the NFL. But, boy, the Falcons' defense, I mean, it's been banged up.
It's banged up and it's bad.
And it's not getting better. Sometimes those second-teamers start to gel. You're not seeing that. Freeman's out now, and then Ridley and Sanu's banged up. So even on offense, the playmakers are banged up. The only concern here, other than Eli, let's be honest, only concern is this is the fifth home game in 7 weeks for Atlanta. And they've scored more than 30 points in all four. They love that dome.
Right.
If this game, typically if you did a 6-point switch home to home, I would much rather have the Giants laying, let's say, 2 or 1 at home than getting 4 or 5 on the road. That said, the pros really agree with you a ton on this one. I'm a little more apprehensive. Agreement.
So 4-1 agreement. All right, a bonus pick only for RJ Bell. And only for our audience here, I would take the Bears plus 3 against the Patriots. New England off a wild, I mean, listen, we know it's New England and they're consistent. But that was the game of the year in the NFL. That was the best regular season game in the NFL in about 3 years. I think a little let down. The weather, it's getting a little choppy now. And Trubisky in the last two games with Matt Nagy, kind of chopped it up. Been okay. So I would take the Bears plus 3 in a mild upset. What do the wise guys think?
I tell you, there's disagreement on this one from me. I'm going to say not the wise guys. This is an RJ disagreement.
All right.
Fezzik actually likes New England or likes the Bears. Agrees with you, likes the Bears. Here's what I'm feeling very strongly here quickly is if you look at Nagy with the Bears, it feels like his elite coaching is – so important to the Bears, and especially Trubisky.
Yeah.
Well, is he going to out-coach Belichick? That's the thing. Nagy might have a coaching edge, a scheming edge in so many other games, but I don't think he does against Belichick. And consider this. And one of our new guys at pregame, his name's Mackie. He came in with this, and it was like it blew me away. Who did New England play last week? They played Andy Reid.
Right.
Well, who's Andy Reid? The mentor of Nagy.
Oh.
So you're telling me that that whatever game prep that the Patriots did, now they get to like a chess game. Now Nagy's going to look at that, think they got something figured out.
You need to give Mackey a raise.
You know, hey, shh. Hey, it's enough. It's enough. But it wasn't good at feedback because Belichick's the chess player, and against anybody, against Nagy, I want to go with the chess player. Patriots, RJ says, go with him.
By the way, RJ, follow him on Twitter. I do, at RJ in Vegas. Founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. He has a daily one-hour show, 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern, Fox Sports Radio. Good gaming stuff. Good talking to you, bud.
Thank you.